to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
At this time, I will ask the council to review the meeting minutes from September 3rd and October 1st. The one question will be, did we have enough members present at both of those meetings, the attendees? Just double checking that.
We did at the attendance.
But as far as that are here tonight to approve?
Oh, were you at both meetings is what you're asking?
Correct.
I was. You were. Tommy was, yes.
Yeah, we didn't have enough people last meeting to do it.
Correct. Do we have anything else? The list of who was at both of those meetings?
It's on there.
Sorry, I don't have that page. That's the one I don't.
We're all three of those.
Okay.
So you need this? I've already seen it. Is that what you need?
Yeah, it's just the one part I don't have.
Well, then look at it first.
I was just double checking that part. Okay, is there a motion to approve the?
Motion to approve.
Second.
September 3rd and October 1st?
Yes.
First and second, all in favor? Passes unanimously. Thank you. All right, first item on the agenda for new business is the business license for Engen Supply Chain at 151 West Star Street.
Which one is it?
Engen.
Though we haven't answered all the questions.
Mm.
Do we want to table the vote for that?
Yeah.
This time?
Are we still waiting on something?
We have the options. It can be tabled. It can be approved. It's, again, in speaking with council, we can kind of go back over that part. With the business license, it's a separate matter from the use of the land, what's there, that is zoned commercial, business use falls in line with.
That's right. So as I recall last time, check. All right. I think that's working now. Testing. All right. I think it's working. So, last time we had discussed this, and basically the mayor's right in that the property is zoned commercial, and this would be an appropriate use for the zoning. I believe everybody had some questions that they wanted the property owner to answer, and that's why it was tabled last time. There's nothing, certainly nothing stopping you from approving it if you wanted to, but there are some. There is a code enforcement investigation pending for this property, but it doesn't really have anything to do with the business side of things or what's requested with this business license. So you would be certainly within your rights to approve it. I think the reason it was tabled last time is because y'all wanted to ask some questions of the applicant. And
did we ask any questions?
No, because he wasn't here.
a, well, it's really that it's a business and he shouldn't be living there. And but that is a separate code enforcement issue from whether to grant a business license. So you're certainly free to approve it if you want. You're free to table it if you want to. I think the idea was to try and get the property owner here to answer some questions. So you're certainly free to table it again if you want to try to get the property owner here to answer the questions that you have.
And it's been kicked down the road forever because of him. I mean, if we pass it, can we get him on living there?
Yes. It won't have any bearing. The grant of a business license won't have any bearing on whether you can.
But we can go after him for living on the property, which it's not.
I mean, we've had issues with this man.
And Mexicans down here.
Well, the different
they're
residences or, you know, addresses. So that's
mm-hmm.
is a separate part.
What,
the property is owned for the business. The business is in line. The business use is in line with the zoning ordinance. So that's all that we're saying. That does not change any pending code enforcement investigations.
So if we pass giving him a business license, we can go after him for living residential.
We're doing that anyway.
Well,
correct. That code enforcement investigation is already
it's separate.
It is, but I'm just saying it doesn't change. But again, for years, this has been going on.
Well, he's been running a business with no license for what, the 3 years, and we can't get any of that back.
Not the way that our. If he's using the land in accordance with the business license, or everything lines up from that manner, I would recommend that we approve the business license and we continue the code enforcement investigation separately.
I'll go along with that. No, he ain't. So we got to try to get something out of him. Lucky at that. No second.
All in favor? Passes.
Yes.
Okay.
Reluctantly is correct.
So next item on the agenda is the 2026 budget. Kathy, did you want to kind of speak to this, I guess, procedurally at this time? Yeah. Holding the hearings and those. We've revised the budget. Proposed budget, the hearings that we need to publish, kind of in the dates and what we're looking at. Hard copies available for the public here at City Hall.
Correct.
Okay. Does the council have any questions on the budget, even in the revised draft format? It was
no.
Sent out in this.
I don't see the.
We're
I do not see.
He's coming up.
Good, yes. No, I just.
Yeah,
I
no,
at
I
it.
Didn't see this.
So, Eric, this was after all of the revisions that you and I kind of running through that evening going with the budget.
What about hitting the highlights of those revisions?
Mm-hmm. So, big parts. We added money for the re-roof of this building,
okay.
For the white House and for 742.
Which are both buildings?
Both buildings. That leads down the route of interior renovations at the brick building to for potential lease. And then the fixing up structurally sound and looking at potentially moving City Hall offices to the 16 Angel Street property. So again, we talked about the roof here, parking lot work in both locations as well, between the crack fill and seal coat restripe.
You mean this parking lot?
This
here?
Parking lot and the parking lot across as well.
It's under Capitol Hill.
They're on the
so
Capitol Hill.
You're wanting to repave this over there?
There's going to have to be renovations or improvements to use
yes.
that parcel.
Is that how we want to use that piece of land as a parking lot?
No, right, meaning yeah. if the business is there. At 742, you have to have parking in order to meet the minimum parking requirements and ADA compliance. We can't do just one portion of it.
Parking for the red brick.
I get it.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it's a shame that's a prime location and they're going to make it keep it.
Yeah, but if they come through there four laning it, they're going to knock out half of it. So they just make it a parking lot.
You know, nothing in the time right now. So there is a payback period that analysis can be done. Additional parts are festival times, movies as well, you know, ideas for that. So that's a dollar amount, but there's allocations based on our budgetary numbers we've looked at for the music in the park. Square?
What area? Just
festival. Behind here. The festival. That's directly behind the City Hall. Yes. Well, not just the playground, but the whole field and parking area, though.
You know, we talked about this before, that if we found where that mess is, if we made that a stage, and we're adding some power to it, made a stage down there, we can kind of sort of smoke, it could be a, what's the word?
Amphitheater.
Amphitheater.
We have that budgeted. We have about $20,000, not for a full stage, but we have about $20,000 from the entertainment perspective. The stages also get set up with those events and those venues. It's not uncommon for them to bring temporary stages for those. Playground expansion, small Christmas light expansion as well. The additional part-time clerk position is partially offset with revenue from the passport office.
Did we factor in any income from passport?
We do have a portion. I don't have the exact. Then we have the
then there's a license permit.
CPL, so there's two parts. Code enforcement is a component that's been adjusted, as well as the license and permit. So this is the CPL fees that are associated with any of the applicants for zoning and planning. We know that that's going to be picking up next year as the developments start coming through. That's correct. Portion it shows one CD coming over to help offset. There's remaining funds in the other balances. We would still have well in north of a $2 million surplus. There's a good bit of road work and improvements there. You know, our T-SPLOS balance is over $300,000.
does this come from that you did it?